Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Atlanta, what's going on? It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man. Happy Thursday as we count down towards the weekend. We've got plenty to dive into today, Mike, but we are done early, guys. It's 6 tonight for a very special Odyssey presentation, which we'll tell you about. But in the meantime, we're going to talk to Ross Tucker in about 20 minutes. We're going to get his take on all things football related. We'll continue to talk about what the Falcons need to do against the Giants. Mike, I think after yesterday, by the way, a lot of guys after hearing Coach, you know, in the 5 o'clock hour, were talking to us via text and Twitter and all that stuff. But a lot of guys were saying, hey, we got to win Sunday. This is the one. Like, if you didn't think we were going to win against the Eagles, okay. Most people didn't think we were going to do anything against the Bucs, okay. But you got to win this one, right?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's nobody wants to hear about the process or the work in progress. They just want to see the results. This is one that if we come back here on Monday and we haven't gotten this one done, there's going to be trouble in River City, because regardless of what we're trying to explain about the roster, the lack of money, the lack of playmakers, the lack of a lot of things, nobody wants to hear it, and nobody thinks the Giants are special. Look, if you missed it yesterday, we spoke with one of the beat reporters that covers the Giants for the Bergen Record, NJ.com, and he was basically saying that their fan base feels the same way about them that our fan base feels about us. So, and Joe Judge has got a year on the job and two games where our guys only, you know, getting in game three, but fans don't want to see that. This is one where everybody is mentally penciled in, or in some cases, sharpied in the W.
No doubt. So we will dive into that. We'll ask Ross Tucker about the Giants and see what he thinks as well. Also, guys, we're going to talk to Jalen Hawkins from our Atlanta Falcons coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. We usually get a Falcon on Thursdays. Today is going to be Jalen Hawkins, so we'll get a chance to chop it up with him and find out what he's thinking about this upcoming matchup. And then Vince Dooley's going to stop by. Now, the Vandy game, let's just be honest, not as intriguing. I'm not going to just completely disrespect them, but the Dogs should handle their business. There shouldn't be any concerns. I think, Mike, the only thing is, how do you deal with the quarterbacks? Is he going to play Stetson Moore just to get the time in there, just in case he needs him later this year? I don't know. I mean, Kirby may do that, but he may end up staying with JT Daniels, as Connor Riley said yesterday. That's what he believes is going to happen moving forward.
Well, in all honesty, I mean, the guy who really should be finding out if he can play at this level is Carson Beck.
Ooh.
I mean, there's no reason to put Stetson Bennett in there. Stetson Bennett is your backstop. You know exactly. And I'm not disrespecting the kid. He's a fantastic athlete, and he's one of those guys. They'll always get the pat on the back and a nice job somewhere from the alumni because he's been a good dog, Carl. But he's not a guy that can win you the big games in the SEC. That was proven last year. So, with all due respect to Stetson, if you are going to take JT Daniels out after you, let's, for argument's sake, say you've got a nice lead against Vandy, which is most likely, I think Carson Beck should get the shot. Let's see what this guy's all about. You know, I mean, we know exactly what Stetson Bennett is. You don't know what Beck is, right?
No.
So that's,
no.
I mean, hey, look, I don't know why Kirby has to play these little games that he plays with the quarterbacks, but that's how I'd play it.
I'm with you. I know Dog fans are adamant about how good, you know, Beck can be. But as I said, show me.
I mean, they want to see Vandergrift. They want to go right past Beck and go directly to Vandergrift.
Now, that's true. That's true.
But I'm just telling you, in the interim, if you want to maintain the red shirt for Vandergrift, Beck would be the guy. I'd like to see what he's about.
Now, speaking of college football, our buddy Brian Jones from CBS is going to stop by in the 4 o'clock hour today, and we'll get his whole opinion on what's been going on. College football's been insane this year already. 4 weeks have been just bananas, and I don't think it's going to get, you know, any less crazier this weekend, but BJ is going to stop by from the SEC on CBS at 4 o'clock today. So a lot in store, and More Giant info from Boomer Esiason as well. So stay here. We got a big show for you. Mike, as we get started, though, ATL Live Well brings you our headlines. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down, guys. Call ATL Live Well today. Don't just live. Live well. Last night, Mike Bell, you got exactly what you wanted from Mr. Anderson.
Yes. Give me some innings. Show me that you know, you're not going to tax the bullpen and get some of that magic that you had last year going into the NLDS and later on the NLCS. So last night was great to see. Duval should have had a home run, but he ran past Austin Riley on the base pass, if you didn't see it last night. But everybody was raking. Ozzie Albies. It was just cool to see. I mean, that ballpark is a fun ballpark, but there were some moonshots from the Bravos, including, I guess it was on top of the ninth, Freddie went deep as well.
Yeah. You know, this offense. And now, I had a guy hit me up last night and says, I keep hearing you talk about this offense. You guys, you know they're playing a bad team. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're putting like football scores on these guys, which is what you're supposed to do.
Correct. Here's the thing. You go from playing a bad team to a team that is supposed to be good against the Padres coming up. But the point is, it doesn't matter how you get going. If I throw for 500 yards and I feel really good about how I played, maybe that continues. So, I mean, I get it. They're not a good team, but that doesn't mean that we should stop hitting or that the momentum that we're gaining should, decrease because we're moving on to another series or we're coming home next week. Let's hope the bats continue to stay hot. But I get it. That's part of the equation. But if they weren't hitting, what would you be saying? Oh, the team sucks because they're playing a bad team and they can't hit them. So it's win or lose, right? It's never in the middle where you can go take it for what it is. You continue to put up runs, and I appreciate that. But Ian Anderson last night, Mike, let me ask you, is he a part of the rotation as we head to the playoffs?
Kind of got that inkling from Alex Anthopoulos when he was on with us 2 weeks back that the big four were going to be, you know, Charlie Morton, Max Fried, Ian Anderson, and Huskar Hinoa, and Smiley would be out of the bullpen, and he did a nice job the other night. You know, I need more pitching. At the end of the day, we're in the same freaking boat as we were last year. We need more pitching.
Okay.
Starting pitching.
Yeah, I'm asking.
Pitching.
Everything,
closers,
right?
Closers, everything, man.
So I'm just asking because it's easy to say, yeah, after last night. But really, you know, it comes down to, can you get this kind of performance in the playoffs? Can he give you two of these kind of games in a 7-game series if, in fact, you needed him? You know, if we sweep it to somebody, then that's different. But if you needed Ian Anderson for two starts, could he look this good? And that's really what I'm wondering. I mean, I agree with you. I think he's in the rotation just kind of by default because you start looking around and you go, well, who else you're putting in there? You know?
Right. So I mean, you're not going to throw Tukey out there. I mean, you know, it's – I like there are some positives. We talked about Jacob Webb yesterday, and you know, we mentioned that Smiley, you know, only one earned run in about 3 1/3. So, okay, there's some things to work on. But, you know, I mean, we're going to go up against teams, guys, no matter how you slice it, whether you want to be glass half full or half empty, that just have better pitching than us. They just do in the Brewers and the Dodgers.
Yeah, and the Cardinals are so hot.
And, hey, I mean, look, I'm not eliminating the idea that we may come down to a one-game playoff with the Phillies, man. I mean, and the thing is, we got two games that we got screwed by replay. Which I know Dave O'Brien brought up on Twitter last night, and I was ruminating on that today as well. Let's hope that it doesn't come down to it, because the Phillies, man, they owe us one, don't they? Well, maybe I should check that. Major League Baseball owes us one on this one.
Well, Mike, when I was having a fit back in April and guys were like, it's a long season. Yeah. I covered a lot of baseball, man. These games matter early, and they matter even more late. And when you get robbed like that and you come down to a close pennant chase, this the division run, this is what comes back. And if we were two more games in front, how more comfortable would you feel?
Right. I mean, you just want to have that cushion. That's common sense. So I know that the Mets would love to play spoiler at some point, too, after you get done with the Phillies. Let's hope that tough series with San Diego. There's been a little bit of, I mean, some people are saying dysfunction, but they've just been struggling. And their pitching has not really done what it's supposed to do, and they're not having the timely hitting. How about the Dodgers, Giants? There's some good baseball in the West. I mean, it is what it is. The Giants, we keep waiting for them to fade, but the Giants just keep on hanging in there.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere. Brian Snicker, what about Ian Anderson? How good was Mr. Anderson?
Well, it took him a while to get going. You know, in the first couple innings, I was wondering if he's going to get through four. And then after the fourth inning, man, he got locked in and got the feel for everything, and it was really good, really good. But, you know, it's like we told him, it's like, they can't do that in the first. But once he got going, man, he retired 17 in a row at one point, something. Mm-hmm. But he just had to feel that change up and start commanding his fastball, and it was really good.
Yeah, it was. So good win for the Braves. Early start today, guys. Out there in Arizona, it's I think a 3:40 first pitch. But we'll keep you updated. As we said, we're done at 6 tonight for a special Odyssey presentation. But we'll tell you what's going on as we normally do around the yard and before we get out of here at 6 o'clock. Meanwhile, Matt Ryan was talking about the Giants' defensive front. I think Matt has seen probably – we're going to see the Bucs again. But these are two of the best fronts you're going to see maybe all year. But then again, I'm looking around. Carolina plays tonight. I went and looked at their stats, Mike. Defensively, they're the number one defense in the league right now.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about so much about their offense and can Sam Darnold do things. But Carolina, I mean, it is interesting. And Matt Rhule has said that he's not even satisfied. He thinks they haven't played even come close to playing their best football on the offensive side. But they've got some good guys in the front seven. You know, for years we've always kind of taken their secondary for granted, and maybe they've gotten that in order. Because for years you're always able to throw against those guys. At least we were. But, it's funny how, everyone's going, oh, Carolina, they can beat nothing. And it's early days, guys. It's a small sample size. I just got a guy who just hit us up saying we need to fire the entire regime. So people are
– Really?
Yeah, Don Queso, because Dean Pease says we're just giving up too many points in the red area.
Yeah.
You said area? You don't like Dean Pease? The guy's won Super Bowls. We saw the defense finally start to click at some point, guys. I mean, I don't know what you guys are expecting, but you want to fire this regime after two games. I'm sorry, Don Queso. You, sir, are a moron. There you go. I went there at 2:10. You know why? Because I was in a good mood today. It's a beautiful day. It feels like perfect fall in the South. 70 degrees. I'm washing the car. Carl, I'm mid-applying wax, right, which is a process. And you know, what Becky yells from the kitchen, the internet is out.
Oh.
So, yes. Oh. So Xfinity apparently... No better than Newlink, Carl, after I gave all that love. The IT gods do not want me to broadcast from the comfort of my man cave with my pets and my ice cold beer and my mini fridge. They've denied me again. So today, Carl, you should have seen me like I was Mr. Miyagi talking to Ralph Macchio. Wax on, wax off, wax on, wax off. Hopped in the car and made it to work on time. So anyway, Don Queso, get some perspective for crying out loud. It's still only 2 weeks of this team.
It's 2 weeks. 2 weeks, all right? Hold on. Let me go into my mini fridge. It's Dukes and Bell. Hey, Matt Ryan talked about the defensive front for the Giants, though. Here's what he said.
I think it's a group that plays hard. They're big up front, big defensive front four. I think the linebackers are savvy, veteran guys. They've got some people in the secondary that we've played against in our past and know well. And I think they play hard. They play physical.
Yeah. They do.
Yeah.
And we played the Giants a number of times over Matt's career. And, it's going to be a work in progress. I will say this, Mayfield, he's continuing to learn and learn on the job. Richie Grant, we'll get into this, Carl, when we talk more Falcons. But Dean Pease had some interesting things to say about a guy we thought was going to have an immediate impact with this team. And isn't.
Okay. Coming up, Ross Tucker, guys. Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Brought to you by our friends at BetQL. We'll find out what he's thinking about this weekend's games. Ask him about the Falcons and more. It's coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Thursday. It's Dukes and Bell, and Ross Tucker is here to chop it up with us. Presented by BetQL, guys. Get access and data and insight to the sports books that they don't want you to see. Be smarter, bet, and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Ross Tucker, you've been on teams that are 0-2. Our Falcons are 0-2. How do you get out of that rut and find a way to get a W? Falcons, Giants, Sunday, and we all think this is a winnable game. What do you think?
You know what? It's a terrific point. The first thing you do is you play the New York Giants. That's what you do. That's one of the first things you want to do. You know what's funny? I almost forgot this, Carl, until you said this. But my rookie year with Washington, it was Marty Schottenheimer, a first-year head coach. We went 0-5 to start the year. And then we won our next five and actually ended up 8-8 and we almost made the playoffs. And then my fourth year with Mike Mularkey in Buffalo, we started out 0-4 and then went 9-2.
Wow.
In our next 11, we were 9-6 in week 16 or week 17 playing the Steelers. And if we won, we made the playoffs. We actually lost the Steelers' backups, which is a whole other story. It drives me nuts. But you know what the interesting thing is in both those instances, it was a first-year coach. It was a terrible start to the year. And the coach didn't waver at all. We changed nothing. we just sort of started to play better. It wasn't like some big, we got to do this, we got to do this. It was like the coach believed in what he was preaching. We just kind of kept chopping wood, so to speak, and all of a sudden things turned for us.
So you see, Falcon fans, the sun will come out tomorrow. Listen to Ross Tucker as we get ready for the Giants. Now, it's funny because it seems like the Giants fan base is kind of in the same mood that we're in. They've been pretty mediocre for a number of years, as have we. But their coach has got a year on our coach. Our offensive line showed signs of improvement. We made a run, Ross. I mean, I don't know how much you watched the Falcons game, but down 18, close it to 3, and then lose by 23. Defense is starting to come together. I don't know how much you know about Dean Pease, but how complicated would his defense be for some of our younger guys?
It can be complicated for sure. There's no question. That's a good point, Mike. And that might take a little bit of time. There's no question. But I was very impressed by the Falcons' effort. I mean, how much time was left when it was 28-25? Do you guys remember?
Yeah, we had the whole fourth quarter.
Kind of. Yeah, started the fourth quarter. Yep.
I'm just very impressed by that comeback. I loved Matt Ryan putting his body on the line. I thought the comeback against the Bucks was a really good sign for how those guys feel about Arthur Smith and how they're going to play for Arthur Smith. Because the Bucks are obviously loaded. I mean, they're still the favorite to win the NFC, probably win the Super Bowl. And I know after that there was a couple of, you know, tipped interceptions or whatever, and the kid took it back, but I just thought last week was a huge step in the right direction. Here's what I would tell you about this game. Because I know sports betting's not legal down there yet. I don't think it is. But I do the Even Money Betting podcast. And here's what my co-host said. He said, the Giants are a proven crappy team. The Falcons are a possibly crappy team. I'll take the Falcons and the points.
It's a great point. It is. And you know what? I think that's what's going to be proven out here over the next, you know, 15 weeks. That's what Matt Ryan has said. Listen, we have 15 more weeks to figure this out. It's Ross Tucker, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. We're talking NFL. I want to ask you about Lamar Jackson. What's your opinion on him? We want to label him. We want to say he can and can't do things. I think he's the best playmaker in the NFL. How do you see him?
Well, so it's interesting because I called that game Sunday night on the radio for Westwood One. And by the way, it was unbelievable, man. I mean, they hadn't had a home game in, you know, with fans in a couple years. Environment was incredible, Carl. I loved everything about it. And I'll also say this. The Ravens have the most entertaining and creative running game I've ever seen in the NFL, ever.
Wow. Wow.
I would love to go in the time machine and see. Can you imagine Vic in this offense?
Right.
Can you imagine Vic? Because, I mean, some of that stuff, I mean, so many misdirections. I mean, the right guard and the right tackle pull to the left, but then Lamar runs right. So as a defensive lineman, you got to honor a lineman pulling. Everybody listening that played high school football, you know, when a lineman pulls, they're usually telling you where the ball's going. Well, the Ravens are doing the opposite. I love Lamar Jackson. I guess the thing I've said about him, though, is, you know, when they get to the playoffs and they got to win, because they'll win 11 games again, they'll go to the playoffs again. I think he's maybe the best runner we've ever seen at the quarterback position. In fact, I think he is. I think he's better than Vic was, better than any of these guys as a runner. But I do think the offense helps him. I still just think they're going to get into a lot of third and mediums, third and longs in those three playoff games against, you know, the Bills and the Browns and the Chiefs. And I'm just not sure, guys, I see them converting enough of those third and mediums, third and longs to go to the Super Bowl. And I'm not putting it all on Lamar. I don't think they have a great pass-protecting O-line. Their receivers, I think, are getting better. Hollywood's getting better, but they're not. And part of that's Lamar. I mean, he had a really – the first one, Sammy fell, but his second interception was terrible. He had another one that should have been picked that was really bad. He still makes some throws that you just can't make.
Is it an oversimplification, Ross? As Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider, joins us. We were talking about this on Monday. Like we said, you know, coming out of college, Josh Allen's, you know, completion rate was really weak, and he's completely upped his game in two seasons. Is it, I mean, is it something, could something work like sending him to like whatever the quarterback camp is where you coach up some accuracy? Because Allen really has taken a huge leap with that.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, though, I can't think of another guy like Allen that's improved his accuracy that much. I don't know what Lamar is right now, but I know this. They give him a bunch of easy throws. I mean, because of their run game, in the play action, a lot, you know, Mark Andrews and Hollywood, they are wide open a decent amount of time. So he should be able to hit those throws. It just seems like when it's an obvious passing down, and he has to drop back, and they're playing coverage, and they're not blitzing, it's almost like they want him to do that. It's almost like if I played the Ravens, the more times Lamar Jackson drops back and stays in the pocket, I feel like the better chance I have to win. And he can make those throws, and I think he can improve, but I still feel like that's my best chance to win the game. I don't know how much he can improve. I don't... Josh Allen went 52%, 58%, 69%.
Right.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. I don't think Lamar can do that. He doesn't need to, though. He just needs to increase it by like 2 or 3%.
Ross Tucker, it's crazy when you start looking around the league and, you know, here the Bucs are doing their thing. And this is, you know, that week where you go, all right, who's the best 2-0 team? Who's the best 0-2 team? Well, we just talked about the 0-2s. Who's the best 2-0 team outside the Buccaneers? Because I think that's the easy pick.
Boy, I'm trying to think who else 2-0. I will tell you this much. I am very surprised and impressed by the Carolina Panthers.
Mm.
They have been, you know, I don't know if these two teams are the next best 2-0. You know, it's probably the Rams or one of these other teams. But I'll tell you, I'm very impressed by the Panthers and the Broncos. Now, they're not exactly, you know, playing murderer's row so far this year. You know, they've had favorable schedules. But still, man, I mean, these are teams that, like Atlanta, have been down for a while. And to see them come out and get, you know, both games, I thought they were clearly the better team, you know, clearly dominated the action. Even if the Panthers only won by 5 that first game, I'm extremely impressed by both those teams. And by the way, what did those teams do to the league office? Now this week, Carolina has the Texans with Davis Mills starting, and the Broncos play the Jags? I mean, the Panthers and the Broncos are having a fight right now to see who can have the easiest schedule to start NFL season ever.
Right. It is our man, Ross Tucker. Again, of all the 2-0 teams, you know, everybody's pretty much even on the point differential as far as Rams. Obviously, the Cardinals are a lot of fun with Kyler Murray. Hey, by the way, Aaron Rodgers basically says, screw all of you guys that were on my butt during the offseason. Impressed by what he did, or you still say, hey, at the end of the day, it's still the Lions?
Well, I'm always impressed by a few throws he makes a game. I mean, I don't even know how he has the guts to make some of those throws. I'm stones to do it. he really does, man. Like, I would never – I mean, I never really played quarterback, but I would not throw it to guys when they're covered like that. But he has that much confidence in his arm and his ability to place the ball and his receivers – it's really, really impressive. Honestly, the offense is the least of my worries for the Packers. Did you watch the Lions in the first half? I mean, Jared Goff had like 10 seconds to throw the ball right. The whole time. I mean, that is a bad, bad look for them that he had that much time.
Well, we'll see what happens this week, man. We always enjoy talking with you, Ross, and coming on the show. We do it every week, guys, on Thursdays. Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Are you on the broadcast this weekend, Westwood One?
I'm not. Nope. I just have – I got Miami, Ohio at Army on TV Saturday, CBS. I'm driving up there now. And then Monday night pregame for – Eagles Cowboys, which is a huge one. Jeez, it's funny, by the way, because I played for the Cowboys. Any like the Eagles, it's their biggest game. Washington, it's their biggest game. For the Cowboys, it's just kind of another game, and I realized that when I played there. It's kind of funny.
Download the BetQL app. Be safe, brother, and we'll talk to you next week.
See you guys.
Ross Tucker. All right, guys, coming up, we're going to talk Atlanta United. It's a big Thursday show. Jalen Hawkins from the Falcons is going to stop by. Mike and I have to get into what Dean Pease did say about the secondary and one of our top draft picks. We will. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell. BetQL Network available nationwide on the Odyssey mobile app and on the website. Guys, it's BetQL Network only on the Odyssey app. Get all the betting tips you need from local and national experts. Hey, Mike, let's talk to our buddy Jake Mulroney. Our squad is hot right now. We're talking about Atlanta United. And, Jake, it's good to have you back on the show. I know that the results, I guess, came back from Joseph Martinez and the x-rays and all of that. He's listed as day-to-day, which is great news. But were you guys concerned when you saw him limping off the other night?
Yeah, of course. I mean, Joseph's a massive part of our team, and I think you can see that from the past couple of games where he's starting to hit a good run of form with goals and stuff. So, yeah, it's a massive loss.
And the good news, I guess, Jake, is we got so many other guys that are stepping up. We've been talking about this all summer long now into the fall, is how good Barco looks. A, it seems like everything's clicking for Barco, and you've seen him for a couple of years now. It's also, I guess, because he's healthy. But he really seems to be vibing with, you know, with Marcelino Moreno and the new guy, man, Araujo. However the hell you pronounce that dude, all I know is he's good.
Yeah. I mean, all three of them, all the front four are on fire at the moment, and I think Barco's been unbelievable, to be honest. I feel like he's really stepped it up. That's what he needed to add to his game. His technical ability and stuff like that was already there. He just needed to add that end bit, his goals and his assists, and he's definitely been doing that.
Jake, Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just finishing saying it's good to see him stepping up now.
It really is. It's Jake Mulroney, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. No, I was going to say, we've been asking guys about what the difference has been with you know, Gonzalo Pineda. I'm asking you, what has been the difference? Why do you think things are coming together as they are now under our new manager?
I don't know, to be honest. I feel like it's just the vibe around the place is a lot better, a lot healthier, a little bit more freedom on the pitch. I feel like it's... Yeah, it's just coming together nicely, and I just hope that we can continue to keep this run of form going and really make a good push for the playoffs.
He's our man from Dublin, Jake Mulroney. And again, the other thing, Jake, is I think because Pineda didn't try to like reinvent the wheel, it's like he took what was working with Rob Valentino and kept it rolling.
Exactly, yeah. Rob ended his little reign of interim manager really, really good, and I feel like Gonzo just came in and really helped the team to continue to do that. As you can see, the past few games, we've been really, really impressive, and we've been putting teams away. Whereas before, maybe that wasn't the case. Now we feel like that bit of freedom and going forward and in defence, I feel like we've all started to gel together now, and it's looking really positive.
Have you ever seen a better goal than what you saw when Moreno beats five guys and gives it up to Bello last week?
You know what? I feel like nearly every goal in that game could have been one of the best goals I've seen. Like even Barco's free kick, even their two goals were unbelievable. And then Marcelino dribbling past the whole team and setting up Bello. It was really for neutral people to watch that match. It was a really good game to watch.
Jake Mulroney is with us, guys, and one of our favorites. And again, it just seems like, and you said it, I mean, look, it is what it is with Heinsohn when he was here. It just seems like we've been saying on the radio, call me crazy, Jake, there's like a joy. You guys just seem happy, you know, and it seems like you can see it and the energy just from the first opening whistle. Just like things are rolling right now.
Yeah, of course, definitely. I mean, when you have the individual players we have, I mean, once they're on it, then anything can happen, you know. When they're feeling it, when they're feeling good, and they're all clicking and combining, I mean, anything can happen. Anything.
Well, it looks like good things are happening, and if we continue to win like this, we're going to put ourselves in a great position, not only to have a home match, Jake, but also maybe to do some real damage in these playoffs. As far as, you know, Philly, that's our next match. What do you know? What are you thinking? What are you guys watching on film about those guys?
Yeah, so we've played Philly, I think we played Philly probably three or four times already this year. We had them in the CONCACAF, and then we played them a couple of times in the league. So we know Philly well. We know their style. We know their shape. We know what way they'll want to play. But to be honest, I feel like it's just about us. I feel like they're going to have to worry more about us than us about them, the way we're playing at the moment. I just hope that we can continue that form. And they're obviously a really good side as well, which we know. So, like I said, that if the front four are on it, I feel like they can cause real problems.
Well, brother, it's great to talk to you. I think how great is it? Because when you first got here, obviously with COVID, we only had like two games and we shut it down. How cool is it to have everybody back at Mercedes-Benz and now, like, again, the energy's back as well?
It's amazing. Honestly, it makes such a difference. It's night and day. It's like, it's so different to playing last year when there was nobody in the stands and it was like a friendly game to now 40, 50, 60,000 people screaming. It's crazy. It's really enjoyable, though.
Great stuff. Jake Mulroney, take care. Good luck, man. And we'll be cheering you guys on.
God bless you, guys. Thank you.
Cheers.
All right, my man.
Cool, man. Yeah, I mean, and maybe Jake will get the bounce if he subs in, because we've had other guys like Campbell got the bounce from us last week.
Sure
when
did.
He got in there.
You know what, though, Mike, when he said, and we've got one of our Falcons coming up here, Jalen Hawkins is going to join us, guys, in just a little bit, but he said things are freer. And I just think sometimes we take for granted why teams struggle. And now we know what was going on behind the scenes with our prior manager. And then you hear guys come on this show and they talk about, hey, we're allowed to do more stuff on the pitch. And I feel more open. Right. That guys allowed to be themselves matters. And so I just, you know, it's little things like that. I know we have talent. I know it's all coming together, but it's also the environment. And I think, you know, without saying the guy was a jerk and it was a toxic environment, I think that's kind of the interpretation. And the results on the field showed as much. Now, I know we were without some players and all of that, but even then, Mike, I still felt like we had enough talent to be winning when we weren't winning.
Right. And now the good news is, as we said, everything's coming together aside from Joseph. Look, you still want Joseph because he's a finisher. I was talking with Felipe Cardenas yesterday from The Athletic, and I was saying, hey, did Darren Eales kind of slow roll us on the injury? And he says, no, he thinks he'll be like day-to-day, literally. So but you need Joseph because he is a closer. He's a killer. But you saw the ability, man, how Moreno set up Bello with that unbelievable footwork, like some out of a video game. And you heard Jake talking about every goal in the game on Saturday was literally like a highlight, you know, around the league. So, yeah, you want Joseph, but I think we got enough – knock wood. There's so many skill position and studs up front that hopefully we can get through it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vince Dooley's coming up next hour, guys. We'll talk to the legendary Vince Dooley about the Dogs. Some college football. Brian Jones from the SEC on CBS is going to stop by at 4 o'clock today. And we'll talk to Boomer Esiason as well about the Giants, who have a major injury on their offensive line already, guys. They're dealing with a lot of things, again, that, you know, this is a game that sets up very well for us. But we got to go execute. Mike, real quick, while we have time, before we get on Jalen Hawkins, what did you make of Dean Pease's comments about our top pick, or one of our top picks in the secondary?
Yeah, and this is a guy, Richie Grant, that I was, you know, again, maybe this is why they never let me pick the players, Carl, because it's dudes that I really had highly regarded when we were doing our mocks. And I said, that'd be a guy for us in the second round. Because, again, we moved on, guys. We basically blew out like 4/5 of our safeties. But he said, Dean Pease, that Richie Grant can't get on the field yet because he's not ready. He's basically, now whether that's a simple him grasping what his role is in this defense or the NFL game is too fast, you can read what you want from it. But one way or the other, a guy that we thought was going to have an immediate impact, like from the first game, maybe it happens at some point against the Giants, but Dean Pease making it sound like it's going to be a minute before he gets on the field as a starter.
Yeah, and it was something I wasn't expecting to hear, to be honest with you. I wasn't expecting to hear that. Richie Grant had a terrific college career, and if you go ask NFL scouts, he was the best safety coming out.
Hey, and again, Chris just said in my ear, you know, we got A.J. Terrell in the concussion protocol most likely out. If you thought there's this guy can contribute because he's athletic enough to help you in all those coverages, and he still can't get on the field. That's not good.
No, it's interesting, but it's also not what I wanted to hear. Right. All right, Jalen Hawkins is set to join us. We'll talk Falcons with him coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.